press conference held by the Ghana General Association yesterday, in which it was claimed that 7 journalists had been attacked, and statements were made that sought to create the impression that there is some design by President Mahama and his government to attack journalists. It is a most regrettable narrative. We do not think that it is fair to President Mahama, it is fair to government, it is even fair to the Ghana General Association, or even to the journalists who are reported to have been attacked. Subsequent to the press conference, I have engaged the president of the Ghana General Association in my capacity as the minister responsible for government communications, which then means that journalists, as you are, who we work with, are part of the stakeholders that we need to engage regularly. I sought to find out exactly what informed the press conference and why other alternative approaches were not adopted to discuss the matters with a view to seeking redress for those who may have been affected. After the conversation, we agreed that early next week, there should be a direct interaction between my office and the Ghana Journalist Association. So I hope that that meeting comes off, and at that meeting, we'll be able to address any concerns that journalists may have. That said, I must also express dismay about the way that that narrative was woven. It created a certain misleading impression about government and about President Mahama, which needs to be straightened. All of you are aware that President Mahama is an easygoing, down-to-earth, affable individual who relates very well with all manner of people. He is a member of the Ghana Journalist Association in good standing. So essentially, he is one of you. He is a member of the Inki fraternity. And therefore, he will be the last person to supervise a dispensation where journalists are attacked. But the way that the press conference was